آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر۔
دوستو آج ہم آپ کو ملوانے جا رہے ہیں ادیب تنور سے۔ ادیب تنور ان ماتر دو لوگوں میں سے ایک ہیں جنہیں 2020 کی سڈنی اسکالرز انڈیا اسکالرشپ کے لیے چنا گیا ہے۔ یہ اسکالرشپ اسٹوڈینٹس کو، بھارت کے اسٹوڈینٹس کو موقع دیتی ہے سڈنی یونیورسٹی میں آ کر پڑھنے کا۔ ادیب تنور کے علاوہ اوا خان کو اس سال کی اسکالرشپ کے لیے چنا گیا ہے۔ اسکالرشپ کے تحت کل 27 بچوں کو سڈنی یونیورسٹی میں پڑھنے کا موقع ملتا ہے۔ ان میں سے دو اسٹوڈینٹس کو 4 سال کا لگ بھگ پورا خرچ سڈنی یونیورسٹی کی طرف سے اس اسکالرشپ کے تحت دیا جاتا ہے۔ ادیب تنور سے ہم نے بات کی اور جاننا چاہا کہ انہیں یہ موقع کیسے ملا اور اب ان کی کیا یوجنائیں ہیں۔ ادیب آپ کا بہت بہت سواگت ہے ایس بی ایس ہندی پر۔
کیا کہانی ہے ادیب تنور کی؟ کون ہے ادیب تنور؟
نہیں، ادیب تنور کی تھوڑی سمپل کہانی ہے۔ I was born and brought up in Delhi. I come from a family of educationists. Like, my parents have always been ones who focused a lot on education. My great grandfather was a very eminent educationist in Rajasthan, so he was part of like the education board in Rajasthan. And he's also written multiple books. So he's written a book called Learn English, which is like a book that was written for people to learn English and Hindi, and the book became very popular. In fact, we still get royalty from that book. So there was a lot of emphasis generally on education, on a proper education in my family. Also, my father actually went to like an army school, right? So most of his batchmates are people in the forces. So because of my father did not end up joining the forces, but he realized the importance of, you know, being outgoing, being confident, and, you know, going for adventure camps and just gaining a lot of like rough and tough experiences also in life. So he's always encouraged me to pursue that also. So as a student in high school, I would always make it a point to go for adventure camps every year. So every year I would go for like a 2-week or a 3-week long adventure camp somewhere in the country or outside country. In fact, one of the camps that I went for was a cycling expedition. So I was cycling from Seattle to San Francisco. That was almost 1200 kilometers. So I went with like an adventure travel organization called INMI. They organize these camps for children. So I went with some 18 students from across the country who had met for the first time at the start of this expedition. And then by the end of this month-long camping expedition, all these people were like my brothers and sisters, right? Because we got so close after the expedition. So yes, I've had a lot of passion for adventure camps. I love acting, I love theater. So I believe theater made me learn the concept of empathy in a very interesting manner, right? Because empathy is when you try and understand how people think. And I think as an actor, I got a chance to really put myself in the shoes of other individuals or individuals I could never relate to, and then think how they think. So I think my experience with theater provided me an interesting approach to empathy. Apart from that, I've been heavily encouraged and motivated to be part of my student government. So as a school student, I took active part in the student politics, right? Every school, her school mein ek hota hai, student council hoti hai, student government hoti hai, they select like a head boy or a head girl or a president. So hamare school mein bhi wo tha, and I was very encouraged and motivated to take active part in that. And then after school, what happened was something very interesting. So when I graduated from school, I actually graduated from school in 2018. And then I decided to take a gap year. I decided to take 2 gap years immediately after school, which is rather unconventional in India. And I did that because I ended up getting a job. So I got a job as the executive assistant to the vice chairman of the Times of India group. So I'm sure you've heard of Times of India. Times of India, for all the listeners, is like, you know, one of the biggest media conglomerates all over the world. And it was a very interesting opportunity that came my way, where the vice chairman was looking for an executive assistant, and he was looking for an executive assistant who's like a student, who's, you know, freshly out of school or just out of college or something like that. I was not sure if I'll be able to get it, but I just sent them an email, and, you know, one round after the other, I ended up qualifying all those rounds, and finally end up being selected as Mr. Jain's EA. So the vice chairman's name is Mr. Samir Jain. And as part of the job, I had to spend maximum time with him. and I had to essentially be living and working with him and traveling the world with him. So Mr. Jain actually lives in San Francisco. As part of the job, I had to be living with him. So I was working in San Francisco for almost 2 years. This job was a very interesting experience of my life. So
Overwhelming? I mean,
It was extremely overwhelming. When I started the position, I was simply 18 years of age, and the closest people, the youngest people I was working with were 60 or 45 or 50, and you know, such extremely. I was working with Sameer Jain, who was like, you know, like right at the top. I got like a top-down approach to the business because working with Mr. Jain, you know, I was really seeing the company and all, because usually what happens is when you join like a big company, you just end up being like a small part of like one component of the company. But because I was working directly with like the CEO or like, you know, the vice chairman, I got to see all the aspects of this beautiful company work together in perfect harmony.
What is your field of study?
So Vivek, the thing is, in high school, I've been a student of the commerce stream, but in college, I have decided to shift my streams, and I'm now planning to do a bachelor in advanced computing. Mm-hmm. So I've changed my area of study after school. So I'm doing a bachelor of advanced computing, and I'm planning to major in computer science, and I'm also planning to do a double major. So I intend to do a second major in financial economics. So I believe the combination of computer science and financial economics could lead better employment results for me.
How did you come across this scholarship?
So the scholarship was actually referred to me by my counselor, by my college counselor in high school. Every school in India has their own self-appointed college counselor. So the college counselor of my high school told me about this position, about this scholarship award at the University of Sydney.
And yeah. What was the process? If you can run me through the process, when did you apply? How did you apply?
Yes, for sure. So so I think I was informed about this scholarship early this year. So I think around January or February is when I heard about the scholarship award. And when I understood what the application process is like, first you need to get admitted to the university. If you're not an admitted student to the University of Sydney, then you cannot apply for the scholarship. So I first sent in my application as a student. I applied for two streams. I applied for a Bachelor of Commerce and a Bachelor of Advanced Computing. And then I applied as a student. And then after I got admitted to the University of Sydney as a student, that is when I sent in my application for the scholarship. The scholarship application was essentially three essays that I had to write, along with putting my my educational profile, so my scores and my like my CBSE percentage, my international scores, and like the SATs. And then there were three essays. So one essay was, you know, just tell us about yourself and what's your life story. The second essay was, why do you want to come and study at the University of Sydney? What is your attraction for Australia and the University of Sydney? And the third question was, tell us about one big idea or one idea of yours that you think can change and bring change to your country, India. So those were the three essays that I got. And then it took me about like a month and a half to actually write down and, you know, like go through multiple iterations of my essays, because, you know, I would write drafts and then get them checked by my counselor, by my parents and my friends. And then after about a month, I was sure about the essays that I'd written. That is when I sent in my application. I think it took me 2 months to hear back from the University of Sydney. And that's when I got to know that I've gotten the scholarship.
Was it a big moment?
There were no other rounds. Yes, it was a significant moment in my life. I mean, the scholarship is extremely prestigious. It is providing a sum of a lot of money. So if you convert, it comes out to be roughly one CR in INR, right? And that's obviously a big amount for any individual to have earned. So it was a very special moment for me. I've worked hard for this moment, obviously, but I was surely not expecting it to come. So I was pleasantly surprised when I got the scholarship.
I'll come back to your story, your life story. But first of all, what is your idea that can change India?
So the spirit of the idea was essentially to bring the benefits and the power of online education to the lower sections of the Indian society. So as of now, what's happened is that education in India faces two major problems. One is access and one is quality. So most of the low-income public, private and government schools in India, which form almost 70 to 80% of the total schools in India, they have extremely poor infrastructure and they have very poor quality teaching faculty also, right? And the problem of the coronavirus that led to the complete shutdown across the country has just simply compounded to this problem, because now there's an absolute shutdown of all schools. And unlike the rich schools in India and the A-League schools of India, which can afford to provide online education, most of the low-income private and government schools cannot have the resources to provide online education to their students. In India has already seen an influx of e-learning platforms like Byju's and Udemy and Coursera, but most of these platforms are profit-driven, or the primary language of instruction being used by these platforms is English, and English still remains, as you already must be aware, English is an elitist language in India. So the masses do not speak English. So my idea was essentially to create an e-learning platform that can provide not only academic education, but also skills training and vocational training in all of the vernacular languages of India, right? Mm-hmm. And I envision, I like to call this application Teach India, or at least I would want to call this application Teach India the day I make it. So I envision Teach India to be like a government-funded, not-for-profit organization. And the way it'll run is the teaching faculty of Teach India will compromise of, you know, bright college students or working professionals or just highly qualified teachers who can work as like part-time tutors for Teach India by self-recording videos and teaching the things where they have their expertise, and they can simply just upload these videos on the platform. And their incentive of doing that is that the government of the country will provide them tax rebates and subsidies, right? Because they're trying to help the poor sections of the society by uplifting their educational standards. So that is the kind of platform I envision for Teach India.
अभी जो dream था investment firm में काम करने का, या वो अभी है या नहीं? अभी भी वही है?
अभी थोड़ा shift हो रहा है. I think जब मैं स्कूल में कॉमर्स पढ़ रहा था, तो कॉमर्स जब मैं पढ़ रहा था तो उस टाइम पे ये बड़ा फ्रेश था मेरे लिए कि मेरे को इन्वेस्टमेंट बैंकिंग में जाना है या मेरे को प्राइवेट इक्विटी में जाना है. बट when I was working in Silicon Valley में जब मैं काम कर रहा था, तो इतनी सारी टेक कंपनीज के साथ काम करने का मौका मिला एंड टेक का पावर पता चला. दैट यू नो टेक्नोलॉजी टुडे एंड आईटी टुडे हैज एप्लीकेशंस इन ऑलमोस्ट एवरी इंडस्ट्री, राइट? सो it's not like technology does not have applications in investment banking and private equity. Technology today has application in industries across the globe. I just felt like, you know, maybe I should be part of like a bigger movement. Investment banking is obviously a great field, but I feel like investment banking also, or private equity also, kind of becomes a subset of like technology in some ways or the other, because, you know, we're moving towards like blockchain has become so popular these days. So blockchain is like a technology, is a tech item that can completely revolutionize fields like private equity and investment banking. So I felt like being part of, you know, building a strong foundation in the tech space might be more advantageous for me, because then I will have the independence of joining any industry that I want. आपको एक इंडिपेंडेंस होनी चाहिए. लेट्स से इफ आई वांट टू मेक अ स्टार्टअप, राइट? एंड आई डोंट नो हाउ टू कोड एंड मेक द ऐप. लेट्स से इफ आई वांट टू मेक अ ऐप हाइपोथेटिकली एंड आई डोंट हैव द इंडिपेंडेंस ऑफ द नॉलेज ऑफ मेकिंग एन ऐप. सो ऑन डे वन आई विल बी डिपेंडेंट ऑन समवन एल्स. ऑन डे वन ऑफ माय बिजनेस और डे वन ऑफ माय एंटरप्रेन्योरियल जर्नी, आई विल हैव टू लुक फॉर पीपल जिनको कोडिंग आती है, जिनको ऐप बनाना आता है, एंड आई विल बी डिपेंडेंट ऑन देम. सो आई फील लाइक दैट इज अ वेरी बिग हेजिटेशन. सो आई फेल्ट लाइक इफ आई मायसेल्फ हैव द knowledge of, you know, building computer systems, building information systems, building apps and web applications, that will provide a lot of independence to me. And, you know, so now I think the aim is to probably get like working experience in like the Facebook and Googles and Microsofts of the world for a certain amount of years. And once I feel fairly confident and competent in the tech space, then perhaps starting something of my own, which could be Teach India, right? Probably start building Teach India.
So, अभी तो online education online चल रही हैं classes यहाँ से, Sydney से?
जी 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 online classes चल रही हैं, काफी अच्छा जा रहा है. थोड़ा मिस करता हूँ बिकॉज आई हैव बीन वेटिंग फॉर कॉलेज टू स्टार्ट फॉर ऑलमोस्ट 2.5-3 years नाउ क्योंकि मेरे जितने भी दोस्त थे जब हम 12th से ग्रेजुएट करें बाकी मेरे किसी दोस्त ने गैप ईयर लिया नहीं बाकी सब तो कॉलेज चले गए सो यू नो मेरे सारे दोस्त पिछले 2 साल से मेरे को बता रहे हैं कि उनका कॉलेज एक्सपीरियंस कैसा जा रहा है एंड दैट देयर हैविंग सो मच फन एंड दैट यू नो देयर लर्निंग न्यू थिंग्स एंड मेकिंग न्यू फ्रेंड्स but I have been missing out on that because I was working. So I was, you know, and finally it started, but it's not started in like the most organic way.
If you're looking forward to coming to Sydney now.
I am extremely desperate to come to Sydney. I'm just waiting desperately. So I think the moment Australia opens up the borders for international students, I'll be the first person to take the flight and just like land in Sydney. Yes.
That's great. Well, we are looking forward to welcome you here.
And that's very sweet of you.
Yes, soon, and then we'll talk again about your plans and future ideas.
For sure. I'd love that.
Very nice meeting you, Adeep, and thank you.
Very, very nice talking to you as well, Vivek. Thanks a lot. It was such a pleasure talking to you.